most of us scurry around buying burgers and hot dogs to get ready to celebrate our nation's independence, I thought it a good idea to share with you things you may not have known about our flag. For instance, Betsy Ross didn't make the first one. She did make flags in Philadelphia within a few years after the design first came out, which was 1777. But the story about her making the first one didn't come out until 1870. There's never been any real evidence of it, and most evidence points to the fact that her son was a great PR guy. What about the colors? Well, the colors really don't symbolize American sacrifice. Officially, the colors don't symbolize anything at all. They were picked because the first flag of American colonies had the same colors. And before that, the British Union Jack. It was never a tradition to recite the Pledge of Allegiance in Congress. They've only been doing that in the House for 25 years. And in the Senate since 99. They started doing it for political reasons during the Bush Dukakis presidential campaign. It is not illegal to burn the flag. That's only a myth. Flag burning used to be illegal, but the laws were struck down in 1989 when the court decided flag burning should be protected as a form of free speech. And if I'm not mistaken, you can take your flag, if it's been torn up and tattered, to the VFW hall, and they will burn it ceremonially. And I know for years there have been stores that have produced their American flag 4th of July shirts. Well, it's not patriotic according to the U.S. flag code. You're not supposed to sell or display anything that has an image of the flag on it, if the flag is a distinguishing mark. And by the way, the flag code isn't enforceable by law, but it is the official guidelines for how people are supposed to treat the flag. So you might think you're being patriotic by wearing it on your shirt or whatever, but the flag code says it's disrespectful. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.